עוד מעט יודחס, איזה משנה דף יודחס. שלושה עשו שופרוס היו במקדש. There were 13 different shofaros in the Mikdash. What a shofar means, there were boxes that they used to put the money that they gave, we'll soon see for what, for Stockholm, for the Dovah. But it looked like a shofar, that on top of the box it was very narrow, so they couldn't put your hand inside it, but on the bottom was very wide, that it could collect a lot of money. So there were 13 different shofaros in the Mikdash. V'chosev aleihem, and it was written, the names, the purpose of them was written on them. One was Taklin Charetin, new shkolim. That means the machsa shekel that you used to give for this coming year, that's called taklin charetin, for the new shkolim. The taklin atikin, another shofar was for last year's shkolim. If somebody brought it too late, like you forgot to give last year for the machsa shekel, and it comes to the Beis Hamikdash after Nisan, like it's for the past year, so they put it in a special box, special shofar, and they use special things for it. It's not brought, not used to buy kabbonis, because for the kabbonis you have to use the new money for the coming year, it's used for something else. It's like a shiuri halishka. Kinim, another shofar had a shame kinim, used to put money there to buy the birds, and the goizle oila. Another one was the goizle oila, also pigeons to buy for korban oila. So we'll see in the Gemara, what does two mean? What's kinim and what's goizle oila? So the korbanada says, it doesn't say the two. All right, we'll see in the Gemara these two. Yeah. You guys hear them? Eitzim Levoina. Another one was Eitzim. People used to give money to buy wood with. Levoina, or else to buy the Levoina. Or El Zohav, the Kaporis. Used to give money to have the Zohav, the gold for the Kaporis. Yep. And then Shishal Nadova. There were six different Shepharis just set aside for Nadova. That people used to be menadev the money. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly which money went there, for which different types of kabbonis. This was the 13 different shofaros that were in the Beis Hamikdash. It says, Eitzim, says, a masnadev Eitzim marocha, noisim the male masoichai. Somebody was menadev, promised to give money to bring the wood for the marocha, so they used to put the money here. Levoina, masnadev, levoina, noisim double masoichai. If you menadev to give levoina, you put the money in this shofar. Zov, hamisnadiv zov, whoever did, was menadiv, promised to give gold, noisin shum, oi dimei shaviv, or else the value of the gold. Vula kapoiris, kolaymar, leklisharis. Kapoiris here means to any type of a klisharis. Shamizrokais negroim kipure zov. That the kli they used to makabo the dam, that's called also zov. So kitsa, they bought a klisharis with this gold. And shisha shafaraz asar tem lodova, begumarma forest. The Gemara will explain, what do we need these six different shofaros for? Yeah. Now, taklin charetin, what's that shofar for? Shebechol shona v'shona. The people used to bring the machsa shekel, they would put it in this shofar. The taklin charetin, the new shkolim. The yatikin, what does the old one mean? Mishloi hevi eshtokat. If somebody did not bring last year's machsa shekel, shekel l'shana bo. When it comes this year, he gives the money. He gives, first of all, for the new coming year, and he also gives for last year. So that's money they put in the taklin atikin. Yehabo kinim shana bo. Kinim hein toirin. Kinim means toirin, that's type of pigeons. The goizle oila. Hein b'nayoyne. It's also a type of a pigeon. One is younger and one is older. They're both type of pigeons. No, one means young ones. Tarim means older ones. And b'nayoyne means the younger ones. The kula noyles. The Tanakam holds both of them, these two shefaris, for the kakanim and for the gozoli oyla. They're both birds that went for a korban oyla. Just one was younger pigeons and one were older ones. But they both only went for oylas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim and Chachamim say, "Kanim no is echad chatas v'echad oilam." So the shofar, the special box that you put money for the kinim, that was for like a yoledes that has to have a chiyuv. She has to bring one for a chatas and one for an oilam. Those are the two birds she needs. And goizli oila, the second shofar that was called or written on it, goizli oila, those were birds used for korban oila. Those were kulun oilas. Those all went for korban oila. So it's a machlokes. We have Yehuda holds both are shofaros for the kinyan and for the gazali eila, only one for korban eila, and that's a Yehuda shita. And the chachamim say no, and kinyan went for a chatas also. They had a special pushka where they used to collect the money for the chatas also. Hoimer harei olai etzim. If somebody's manadiv says, I have a chiv, I want to bring wood for the marocha, for the mizbeach, is la yivchais mishnei gezirin. He can't bring less than two blocks, two pieces of wood. That's the least you could bring. Because, koisen she mesadin al marocha, u shir mefarsh b'gemara. You have to at least bring two pieces of wood, the size that they put on the marocha, which is a nama by nama. Levoina, let's say somebody's manadiv says, I'll bring levoina to the base of Migdish, is la yivchais mikoimitz. You can't bring less than a kamitza. Kamitza is like a handful, excluding your thumb and your pinky. The three fingers, that's called a kamitza. That's how much levoina you have to bring. Zohov, somebody says will be mechayiv to bring gold, is la yivchais medinur, zohov. The least you have to bring is a dinar worth of zohov. That's how much gold you have to bring. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Shishal in the Dover. There were six different shofaros, six different boxes that they had a name the Dover on it. Is Mahoy Weissenbo, what do they do with this money that the people put in to buy the Dovers? Is Leitchenbo Oilois. They brought a carbon oil from this money. That Haboso Lishem, the meat of the carbon went on the Mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oiros Lekahanim, and the skin went to the Kahanim. That's why they brought the korban eila, because this went to both of them, for the kohen and for Hashem. Now then, midrash dorish yoyoda kohen gadol. This is the way yoyoda kohen gadol made a drosha that to say the moiser, the leftover money from the kavanas, should be brought, should be used to buy a korban eila. That's why they put in the dover. The dover meant all the moiser, the leftover money from the kavanas. If you set aside the money for korban chatis or for korban Hashem, the leftover money you put into the dover. You put into the pushka called the dover. Then with this Nadavis, they used to buy a korban eila. How do we know now with leftover money you buy a korban eila? So Yidash, the Apostle says in Vayikra, Osham hu, Osham, Osham Lashem. For a korban Osham, you're giving to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says in Lashem, Osham hu, it's a korban for you, and Osham, Osham Lashem, it's a korban for Hashem. So Mashmah, for one korban, you have two things that the Kohanim get from it, hu, and Hashem gets from it. Zeh aklal, that kol shu bo mishum chatis, any money that's left over from a chattis. It doesn't mean the actual money for the korban chattis. Because chitti, you have to bring a korban chattis. No, it means the money that you set aside to buy a korban chattis. And you had leftover money. You only used up half of it. What do you do with the leftover money? Or mishum ashma, any type of a korban that you set aside because you did an oshum, that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. The leftover money is yilokach pohen oilois. You're supposed to buy a korban oilo from the leftover money. That's what your yodah kain godah made a drusha. Because it says Oshem Hu, it belongs to you, and Oshem Lashem, it goes to Hashem. Therefore, korban oil is Haboso Lashem, the meat of the korban oil goes on the Mizbeach, it's being burnt for Lashem, the Yoiris Lekahanim, but the skin goes to the Kahanim. Nimtzu Shnei Ksuvim Kayomin. Therefore, you Mekayim both parts of this Pasuk, that Oshem, Oshem Lashem, that means the meat goes to Hashem, the Oshem Lakoyin, and the Oshem goes to the Kohen, that means the skin of the animal goes to the Kohen. The Yom of the Pasuk says, Kesef Oshem v'chesef chatis lo yuv v'beis Hashem l'kanim yiyu. It should go to the Kanim source, so we see the opinion that they both have to do with it. That the meat goes to Hashem and the skin goes to the Kanim. So with Hashem from this Pasuk that you should do something from it that both should have anor from it. Both the Kayin and the and Lashem. And therefore, Stamazoy is a korban oila. Yes. So the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Loihoya Shoyfe Shokina B'Yushalayim, Mifnei HaTerubis. Out of the 13 shofaros in the base of Migdish, there wasn't a special shofar for Kinyan. That means to bring a korban chatis. As the Yehuda sheet there was, that we had two, Kinyan and Goyzli Oila, both of them went for korban oila. That's all. Both birds were used for korban oila. But there was no special shofar to have collect money to use for a korban chatis, an oilas chatis. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Lohoye shofar shekinim b'Yerushalayim. Like the korban Eda says, Lohoye shofar shekinim, choyva, there wasn't a kinim of choyva that you have a chiyuv to bring. Kagoyin zav v'zav v'yledis, sheyitnu l'toychoy moyis, Kishem Shay Shafaris Lahen Lekan Nedova. Katamba Masdisin. His the Mishnah only says there was a Nedova, there was a Khan, there was a shofar for a Khan of Nedovas that you want to bring a Korban Ola for. But these Noshim, the Yoledis and the Zova that had a chiyuv to bring a pair of birds, one for a chatis and one for an oilam, that there was no shofar for. They did not set aside money for that. Why not? Lefnei terubis, because we're afraid of the mixed up money that will be in that shofar. Why? Val shema Thomas achas. Maybe one of the ladies, one of the bailim, will die. V'nimtzu demei chatois misois muravis ben. And the law is, if you have a carbon chatis and the bailim dies, the carbon is possible. You can't use it. The carbon is mace. So here, if the bailim set aside money for carbon chatis and they'll die, so the money can't be used. So if you have it mixed up in the middle of the whole shofar, you ruin all the money in the pushka box. Therefore, there was no box set aside for kinei chayvis. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So at the carbon edom, if ne'at the rubais, shema tomas achas miyosin. Maybe one of the bailim, one of the noshim will die. Shinos no moyes b'shoifer. Vevele moyes chatish shemesu baleho. No rovin imak sheris. Ve'akol psulim hochas the yamamelech. All the money you have to throw out to the yamamelech. So not to come to such a case, we don't have any special shoifer for the noshim that have to bring a carbon chatis. Nastam, they buy the chatis right away. But we don't set aside the shoifer for the money to be there. For the Gemara Akasha. For Tanya, we learned, for Isha Shomra, Hareyo like Khan. Nisha says she have a chiyuv to bring a Khan. Maybe to make Khan. She brings the money for the Khan, for Nois Nose Ba Shofar, and she brings it in, she puts it into the Shofar. She, the commentator says, she costs of olive. So really, the Girsha should be, the commentator starts off saying, is, for Isha Shiesha Le Leida Oiziva. We're talking about an Isha that has a chiyuv korban because she was a Yoledis, or else she was a Ziva, that she has a chiyuv to bring a chatis and an oilam. Still, the din says that she gives the money and puts it into a pushka. Meviyat de meikan, she brings the money for the oila and the chatis, v'nois nosei ba'shoifer, she puts it into the shofar. So, the kasher is, you see clearly, there was a shofar for a kanim chayvois. V'yoicheles b'kodeshim. All she has to do is just put the money in that shofar, and she could go home then and eat kachim. V'eina chayshesheth, she doesn't have to be afraid. Shem v'netzatzol behem. Maybe the kanim was netzatzol, and the kanim didn't bring the carbon. That she doesn't have to be afraid of. Once she put the money in that shofar, for sure the kanim that day used up all the money, and they bought two oifis, one for a chatis, one for leila, and the karbonos were brought. Therefore, she could go home and eat kachim. She doesn't have to be afraid. And here also says clearly, the kohen now, when he goes to take the money out of the shofar, out of his box, and uses it to buy the kabonis, he doesn't have to be afraid. Maybe one of the women died, and Melech can't use the money. It's the mei of a chatis shemeis baleah. He doesn't have to be afraid for that. Because tamazeh, everybody's becheskes chayim. The isha that put the money there that day, mistamish, is still alive. Therefore, the kohen could take the money and buy a korban chatas with it. So, korban, you see, not like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that there was no special shofar for kinei chayvos, because we're afraid if they put the money there, maybe one of them will die and we'll be stuck with the money. And here we said clearly we're not afraid for that. Here it says clearly there was a shofar to put the money in. And Reb Yehuda, the Mishnah, says there was no shofar. So, for that, you have to say maybe the shofar wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash, the shofar was someplace else. But I call upon him, it's a kasha on the Svara. It says here, we're not afraid, maybe one of the bailim will die. And Reb Yehuda says, yes, the reason why we can't have a special pushka box for the money should be put there for the kanim chayvis, was we're afraid maybe one of the bailim will die, and we can't use the money anymore. And here we say, we're not afraid. And for the Gemara, ki kam rinon v'chatoi shemesu balein vada, inachanami, avada Reb Yehuda is also moida, that if you don't know anything, we don't say the Bailam died. When anybody that puts the money there today, Mistamba is still alive at night time, and when the Kohen takes the money to buy the Kabonis, he has the right to say the Bailam is still alive. He can buy the Chatis and bring the Chatis. I watch up Yehuda's Chashash. He's afraid maybe we'll find out Vadai. Like a call will go out, what's going to be if you know for sure one of the Bailam died? What's going to be in such a case? Is if he can tell me there's going to be a pushka box there for the chatois, now we're afraid a lot of women will come and put it there, and ladies are going to find out that day, well, no vade, somebody died, one isha died. So now that she died, the money in there, one part of the money belongs to her.
Now that money is lemisazli, you can't use it. So won't be able to use all the money. That's why we don't have a special shofar set aside. Hey, so it's no stira. If we don't know anybody died, you could use the money. Just if you said there wasn't any special pushka for that, because we have to be afraid maybe one of them will die, vadai, and then we won't know what to do with the money, so better off don't have a pushka for that. He says, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that what's going to be if we find out vadai that one of the Noshim died? Then what's going to be? For the Gemara. For the more Amrinon, Nivra Dalit Zuzi, Venishtib and Hora, Vidach Nishtari, what's so gefelach? Even if one of the Noshim die, so just take out Dalit Zuzim. Take out the money that should have been used for carbon and throw it away, and the rest of the money should be usable. So, according to some of the old Yesh Breira, if you old Yesh Breira, you have a right to take out the money and say this money, Mistava, belongs to her, and the rest of the money is kosher. Have the Gemara Harmina, Bialma, Rabbi Yehuda, last like Breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Shitra, he doesn't know from this Yisvara of Breira. So, according that's the Machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira, so he's afraid maybe if there'll be a Shaifram. For Kine Chayvais, you'll put the money there, and there'll be frachatis. And we're afraid we'll find out vadai one of them died, so all the money would be usher. Mashiach and the Mishnah, the Rabbanim say, no, there was a special khan for kinei chayvis, because we're not afraid one of them will die. Even if one of the Balaam dies, so what? They hold the Yesh Breira, and you'll be able to later take out Dalit Zuzi, and that money you'll throw to Yav HaMelech, but the rest of the money could be used. So it's totally the Yotzim Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. And that's the Stam Shir that took out Dalit Dinrin. That's the shear, Dalit Zuzi, that's enough money to buy these two birds. For the carbon chattas and the carbon oil. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Bun. Omar Rabbi Bo, about Mamel. Boy, he has to shout like this. Omar Hareyo Lai Eitz. Somebody says, I want to be Menadav, I want to be Mechayiv myself, to give one wood, one piece of wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Is maybe Gizer Echud. Could he bring back only one piece of wood? Hey, the Mishnah says, Stam, if you mechayiv yourself to bring eitzim, you have to bring two. But maybe that's if you say the word eitzim, which means lashon rabim, you want two. What about if you say clearly one? Harei olai eitz. I want to bring one piece of wood. Could it be eitzim of bringing one piece of wood or not? So the carbonator says, v'lo yomar eitzim. He didn't say the word eitzim. Shlo niskaved el leitzecho. The person only meant to bring one piece of wood. Mal sheyavi echod oishnayim. Could he bring only one, or do we say no, he has to bring two? So the shayla is, like, this has a shame carbon to it, we'll soon see psukim, that the wood you bring also has a shame carbon. So how much has to be brought to give it a shame carbon on it? Is it enough one piece of wood? Or do you have to have two pieces of wood? That's called a shame carbon. Because here, what you manad the mechayiv yourself has to be something roy to be used like a carbon. So the shayla is one enough or not. Is Amar Reb Loza Masnisa Amar Kain? The Mishnah says like this. Sezeh korban mifnayatzmai. Vizeh korban mifnayatzmai. There's enough in the Mishnah that says each piece of wood is like a korban by itself. So if you're manadiv one piece, it's takachal. All you have to do is just bring one piece. The korban says, Shav gizer echad, even one piece of wood, have a korban. Venidra neder, made the neder is chal. Where's this halacha? Kiyoda taninim, we learned. Come on, we learned over there. That shnayim biyodim. Shnei gizer eitzim. That when the Kohanim used to carry the wood for the Marocha, used to have two Kohanim, and each one would carry one piece of wood. So, about each one carried one piece of wood, it's a raya, each piece by itself is choshev. And he says, Ka'ad ha-tanim tamam, we learned in Gemara Yuma, Shnayim, Shnei Kohanim b'yodim, Shnei gizri eitzim, b'yad kol echad gizri echad, each Kohanim was carrying one piece of wood. Shema'amine, shekol echad kovim mefniyatzmai. Mashma Kain had to carry at least something choshev. It had to have it be something that by itself was a double choshev. If one piece of wood wouldn't mean anything, you would have had one Kain carrying two pieces. But right? So without each Kain carrying one piece, Sarai, each piece by itself could be used. Each piece could be brought for carbon. So therefore, when you mechayiv yourself to bring one piece of wood, it's takachal the neder. But to say carbon, l'rabbi says Satan. The next word, Karmel says, "Hachigasin the carbon, the rabbis of Satan, v'achav rushik siv ki sakrif carbon mincha, o matzino le'etzim shenikru carbon. Tichsiv agorolos yifalnu al korban eitzim. So the pasuk says eitzim is called the korban. Here also korban mincha means this eitzim. So we see eitzim is called the korban. How much? Tavanat mishnah saraya, one eitz is also called like a korban. We have Yeshua ben Levi Omar uvin ama bi ama. That the thickness of it has to be an ama. That's how thick the wood has to be. Ba'ama sheikhkos means a wider ama. He says gedela, a big ama. The orkon, the length of it, biyama geduma, means a small ama. Means a pchusa, means a tight ama. But it has to be the kit like an ama by an ama. Rabbi Chuni b'shem Rabbi Yami kemin turtini. He says what? Means konamas nine was exact square. In other words, it was exactly an ama by an ama. That's how big this piece of wood was for the marocha. And Amram Shmuel Barab Yitzchak. Because the whole place on top of the Mizbeach, where they used to put the wood to burn, the whole place was only one amma by an amma. That was how big the whole place was. So now the piece of wood couldn't be bigger than that. So the wood had to be one amma by one amma. Therefore it had to be like a tight amma. Geduma means, you know, a smaller. To fit exactly on Gabi Amarocha. So Tony we learned. But Tony came. Amma Hayisoid, and Amma Soivev, Amma Kirkov, the Amma Kronos, the Amma Marocha. Stamaraya, that the how big wide was the Marocha, the place where they put the wood on top of the Mizbech to burn, was one Amma. That's just right what we're saying. As the Yisoid was one Amma, and the Soivev was an Amma, the Kirkov of all places on the Mizbech, in the Kronos, the corners, who are then the Marocha was also only one Amma. So therefore, the wood cannot be bigger than one Amma by one Amma. That's how big each piece had to be. Right, says in the Mishnah, Levoina, somebody's menadev, mechayim himself to bring a Levoina, is la yivchas mikoimitz. The least you could bring is the shear of a koimitz, which is a handful, at least three fingers full. What's the raya? Why? Nema kan askora, says here the word askora by Levoina, v'nema lahalan askora by a mincha. Ma askora amma lahalan, just like the word askora says over there, is amma lahalan mole koimitz. Is afas koroho, a makan is also moly koimitz. That's how much you have to have for the levoina. So Korbanator says, it says, ne makan, kabi levoina, de lechem haponim askerosom, de ichsev unosato al hamarocho levoina. On top of each set of lechem haponim, there were two marochas, two sides going up, six lechems here and six of them here. On top of each pile, there was a levoina. Pasuk says, unosato, Al Hamarocha Levoina Zaka Voisel Alechem Askora. This should be for Naskora. So by Levoina it says the word Askora. V'nem Alahalan Gabe Mincha. By regular Mincha says V'komatz Misham Mole Kumsoi Misolto Mishamno Al Kol Levoinoso V'hikter Akoinet Es Askorosa. So the Pasuk also calls the Kemitza an Askora. So we also by Levona, what's the least amount of Levona they could use like for Korban that they used was the Kemitza, was his hands full, the three fingers full, that was called the Kemitza. So that's the least amount of Levona you could be Mechayiv to give. Fred Gemara, Ima Askora Amura Lahalan, Shnei Kumtzin, Af Askora Amura Kan, Shnei Kumtzin, his Chur Levona on top of the Lechem upon him was saying there were two piles of the Lechem upon him, on top of each pile there was another Levona. So the mitzvah lechem upon him had to take two kemitzas. From each levoina on top, you had to take a kemitzah from here and a kemitzah from over here. So maybe who was in here also? When somebody is mandated himself to give levoina to the mizbeach, maybe he also has to bedach to give two kemitzas. It's not enough one kemitzah. He has to give two kemitzas maybe. Amar Rabbi lo no, klum lomdo lekoimitz, elo mi minchas choyte. We're whole learning out, how do you know you need kemitza v'chlal? It doesn't say clearly by the levoina, by the lechem upon him. We're learning out askara from the mincha, from the mincha's choyta. So the ikka, how much of the kemitza do you need? You have to learn it out from a regular mincha. Ma lahalin kemitz, just like by regular kemitza, ma lahalin kemitz, hachos apostle, is avkan kemitz, hachos apostle. Just like a regular minchas choyta. The din is you have to take a kemitza. If the kemitza is missing any little bit, it's possible. A kemitza has to be a complete three fingers worth. That's how much of a kemitza you need. Who are din by the shtei levoinus that we take two kemitzas, the locher is each kemitza has to be a molin.
You have to take a complete kamitza from top of one lavoina and a complete kamitza on top of the other lavoina. Let's say you take more than a one and a little bit half on the other, even though together you have two complete kamitzas, it's no good. Each one has to have its own kamitza. So it's a raya, each one's like its own korban. So therefore, one kamitza for sure is enough. It's even by the lavoina, by the lechem upon him, it's not the pshat, there's like one big kamitza, two of them. Now each one was a separate kamitza by itself. This kamitza had to be full, and this one had to be full. So pshita, all you have to do is just make one kamitza. Like he says, Hachyasin, imal halen shnei kaimtzen, vachyaprushin, imal halen blechem aponim beis kaimtzen, kadar minul yel, al kol marocha kaimtz, av stam nidvas levoino beis kaimtzen, maybe just like on top of the lechem aponim, there were two piles, each one had its own levoino, you had to take two kamitzes, maybe every time you manad of levoino, you have to give two kaimtzen worth? The Torah says, no, kulom lomdo le kaimtz, levoino elim lechem aponim, for hosom binan shei kol kaimitz mefnayatzmai. As you're learning out the levoina from the lechem aponim. Now by the lechem aponim, true, there were two different piles. Each one had its own levoina, but each one was its own special kamitza. That means shei kol kaimitz mefnayatzmai. Each one looked by separate by itself. Mole had to be full. V'yim chosom imena, if anyone was missing, puzzle. Shemamina. Af agadi b'starfus. Yeshnei kaimtzin, even though you add the two of them together, you have two complete kamitzes, kagoin. Shashen yether, one you have more than you need, and the other one less. Avilu lochi posuk, yafinu mlochis. Ishmamina, the whole kaimtz carbon from the yatzmoy. Yavarai, each kamitz is called a carbon by itself, and therefore all you need is just one kamitz, you don't need two. Even though they had two different levoinas there, but each one was considered like a thing by itself.
Yeah.
So if you're menadiv, stam levoina, all you have to bring is just one kamitza worth, that's enough.
Weiter. Yeah.
Omer Rav Yosi, milsa de Rabbi Ilo, omra. That means medibur Rabbi Ilo shaminen. From Rabbi Ilo's, what he just got finished saying, we learn out like this, that ha misnadev levoina, if somebody is menadev, gives a promise that he'll bring levoina to the base of Middash, Meviyo bekomsoi shokoyin, shall if you go with the word godlanat. Now you have to bring a very big size of a kamitza. A kamitza, we were saying now, is three fingers full. That's called a kamitza. The question is, which coin in the base of Migdish is going to make the kamitza? You don't know. Some kind of have small hands, some kind of have big hands. So you have to be afraid, maybe a big coin is going to make the kamitza there. So you have to bring enough kamitza that even a big coin will be able to make from it. That's how much you have to have. So it's for his din, that the kamitza has to be shalom, can't be anything missing, has to be a complete handful, so you have to bring that much to levoina to start off with.
Yeah.
Learns here, me the yalef lo melechem upon him, we're learning out the kamitza from the lechem upon him, over piyas nasa, who made the kamitza for the levoina on top of the lechem upon him, it was a piyas, that a girl, they chose which kind did it. We don't know which kind is going to do it. You have to be afraid maybe the biggest kind is going to come to make the kamitza. So you have to have that much levoina there to have enough for the kamitza even from the biggest kind. Rabbi Chizkiyah b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah says no. It's enough your fingers. You have to bring your manadiv. Reuven says, I'll give levoina to the base of Migdish. How much levoina does he have to give? A kamitza's worth. How much? Your fingers. That's enough. You don't have to be afraid maybe a bigger coin will take it. If he can't make it, so don't let him do it. Let somebody else do it. I'm mechoyev to give a kamitza. What's called a kamitza? My kamitza. My handful. Maybe a bigger coin will use it, so he won't use it. We'll let somebody else, a smaller coin, will use it. But I'm not mechoyev to give more than mine.
Right,
the Zohov lo yichos. Mishnah says if you mechayev yourself to give gold, you can't give less than a dinar worth. Omer Reb Loza, v'ushehiskei tzura. That's only if you said you give a golden coin. You said a lashon tzura, the matveya. Then you have to give at least a dinar. Avolim lohiskei tzura, but if you didn't say you're going to give a golden coin, you said I'm anadav to give gold. Then we say I mevi afilu tzinura. Even a small fork, no matter how small it is, you could give it. Hey, the keli is a dove choshev. No matter how small it is, you can give it also. It's only needed to shove a dinner's worth if you said the word matveya, a tzura. But if you didn't say the word coin, you just said, I'll give gold, no matter how much gold you give is enough. Shishul and Nadova. Then the Mishnah says the last six, stam, were written on these different boxes, the word Nadova. For six different boxes, the people used to give money for Nadova. Is what they have six for? Rav Chizki Yomar, Kinev.